Blog Talk Radio.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some very important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and we're happy to report that nearly 3.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this fantastic money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. Why Quicken Loans? The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure that it's both simple and easy. And for 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. If you're not familiar with HARP, it's a U.S. government program designed specifically for homeowners who have little or no equity. A great feature of the HARP program is that most HARP refinance loans do not require an appraisal, and there are fewer income verification requirements. That makes it simpler, easier, and even faster. And even if you've been denied for a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that you now may be eligible. Give us a call, and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review, and we'll do all we can to help you save money on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. Find out if you're eligible to take advantage of today's incredibly low interest rates and start saving money every month on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans today or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Rest in peace, old dirty.
See, my name is the ODB.
Try to keep you where you at, all content, while niggas riding Bentleys and Maybachs.
Think I'ma lay back, player, forget it. First 100 DLC, nigga, I'm trying to flip it. And that's some real shit, not just a lyric. Got a couple of open cases, not too specific. Niggas out here trying to prove who's the realest. It's okay to pop shit, but come a little different.
Yeah.
Tell them who the fuck I've been.
The ODB.
Tell them who the fuck I've been.
Product of WBNN. This is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where you got your ass beat by your mom Dukes while y'all was in Kmart for trying to smuggle action figures back in 1984 when B Street was on VCR. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, and this is brought to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia, y'all. I said multimedia. Multimedia. But yes, I'm here, and it's Clever One. Before I get started, y'all, I want to give a little few shout-outs. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big Beds on Chewing Horde up there, you know what I'm saying? Back Dogtown in Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? It's uptown. You know what I mean? Shout out to my homegirl, Valentina Wow out here. You feel what I'm saying? We're taking back the streets here. You know what I mean? And for all you gremlins that need, you know, some life-saving level of grooming, that's where you can go get your hair cut. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Philly lowlifes. You know, we get that Ralph Lauren in, you know what I mean? And to all my, you know, all my Jersey Ajax fans, you know what I mean? And all my crew in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Brownsville and Crown Heights, you know what I'm saying? They already know Marcus Garvey Village, you know what I'm saying? St. John's and Utica, you know what I mean? Where we birth it. But, yo, tonight I want to go into something, you know what I mean? And tonight we're going to get a little bit, we're going to season it up. Because we talking about lying tonight, y'all. And lying, that's what I said, lying. And does this play a revolving door of failure for yourself? You know what I mean? So we going to look at the definition of truth first. The form of state of anything or person, place of thing, being in accordance to facts based on proofs and evidence. In correlation to reality, meaning these are the laws or principles, y'all, in which are utilized to state what is indeed facts of evidence to maintain common judgments. You know what I mean? Especially one of fundamental importances, you know what I'm saying? Or shall we say, irrefutable objectives. True principles or beliefs is what we talk about. That's facts. Facts of verity, meaning it's a veritable truth of reality. And, of course, this word got synonyms, y'all. You know what I mean? Actuality is one. Basis. Intel or intelligence. You know how they use the military terminologies. You know what I'm saying? Matter, like as in matter of fact. You know what I mean? You know, y'all heard this a million times. Or let's get to the bottom line here. Bottom line, you know, certitude, solidity, permanence. You know what I'm saying? So these are certain key words for people to know that the importance of telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? And for all you biblical people, you know what I'm saying? Y'all like to read Psalms. So read Psalms 111. You know what I mean? Verse 7. You know what I mean? You'll find the importance of verities and what verity is. You know what I mean? And those who like who made it to the scriptures of the Quran, you know what I'm saying? You can read At-Tawbah, verse 119. You know what I'm saying? That's Surah 9, verse 119. You know what I'm saying? You can read that if you got to the Quran with it. But so we acknowledge some of these things. You know what I mean? We're going to acknowledge truth as truth. And what negates truth, people, we all know what the hell that is. You know what I'm saying? In which we find total opposition is falsehood or lies. You know what I'm saying? Lies. You know how the chicks say lies. You know what I mean? Hey, shorty, what's up? You know what I mean? You want to go out to eat something? You know what I mean? Let me take you out. Lies. Yo, what's up with you? You know what I mean? Yo, I'm trying to take you out, be your husband. Lies. You know, that's how women do you. You feel me? They think everything lying. You know what I'm saying? But the terminology. Let's go into the terminologies, y'all. Pathological lying. Pathological lying. Now, this has been going on since mankind. However, this term was first identified in 1891 by a psychiatrist called Anton Delbruck or somebody. You know what I'm saying? You know these guys. They come up with these terms. You know what I mean? This term is also known as Swedalgia Fantastica. Swedalgia Fantastica. What the hell is that, man? That's like the Matrix of lying, man. Like, that's some it's also called mythomania or morbid lying. Like, what the flip mode is the squad out here, man? Got that? Hold on, man. What kind of medieval spaceball shit is this here where they got to call it morbid lying or mythomania? You know what I'm saying? Mythomania is what they calling this thing here. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this real quick. Pathological lying is when someone lies frequently. This can impair your social life, your work life, your financial life, or your legal functioning. Those who do this may fear someone discovering their lies, like you might catch them, you know what I mean? You put them on blast, they don't like that. They make them feel awkward, might make them want to kill themselves something, flush themselves down a toilet or something, who knows? You feel me? You know, they might find somebody to help them kill themselves, who knows? I don't know, man. But this is a trait, rather an impulse. It's not an impulse, it's just a trait. It's a trait. You know, they may feel they can't control it. You know what I'm saying? They can't control this, man. You know, this can be long term and it could risk themselves or people around them. You heard that. People around them. Themselves or people around them. Now I know quite a few storytellers, you hear me? Like, I like to call them newscasters or anchor people or something. You know what I mean? Let me find out you like Ron Burgundy's niece or something. You know what I mean? Something like that. You feel me? Or you Pinocchio's grandfather or something. You know what I mean? Y'all just lie. It's all in the family with y'all. You know what I'm talking about? But let's go over some signs real quick. People who go into extensive details in their storytellings and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's one sign you can catch them. Two, dramatic and highly unlikely stories that they're telling. You know what I'm saying? You know, we come on, man. Listen, man, we know you didn't save five old ladies from a burning building, you know what I'm saying, while you was listening to the locks. Like, you're not fooling me, bro. Right? All right, now three, appearing anxious while talking. You know, they fidgety, like, yo, oh, my God, they can't get it together. They stuttering and all that. You dig it? That's what that is, stuttering and all that, right? you know, getting defensive when called out. You know, you kind of call them out like, hold up, man, you just said such and such. Now you're saying so-and-so. That type of stuff. You know what I mean? Five, constantly switching up, changing up the story. You know what I'm saying? Or being real dark when questioning. Like, you know, they kind of like not really telling you everything type of situation. They telling you a story but not describing nothing in the descriptive. You know? Right? Six, lying when there's no real reason. What you lying for? You just lying, making up shit. Yo, did you get to taste that new water ice? Oh, yeah, I taste that, Joe. Yeah. Yo, you know what you call from down 24 for such and such? Oh, yeah, I know him. Yo, stop lying, man. Seven, seeming unconcerned when caught in the lie, where we just caught you like, bro, you just said such and such, man. Come on, man. You bullshit, man. Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. No, man, come on, man. It's all good. No, man, you're a liar. Eight, gaining a rush from feeling high from lying. Like, you're feeling crazy. You're feeling real good because you got away with it. Yo, I just told such and such, you know what I mean? We was going to Witchicomb. Man, watch he be down there. Watch he going, wait, we ain't going to be there. You mean, that's evil. That's evil. You're lying, being evil. You're being Gargamel at that point, damn it. You know what I'm saying? Look, then you got nine, passing off a story someone else told as they own. You know what I mean? You're making it up. You know what I mean? Knowing you, somebody told you that 10 minutes ago. Now it's you. You know what I mean? Now you Hancock, huh? You watch Hancock. Now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? You take 40 ounces and all that. 10, acting in manners that do not match their speech, meaning that your actions is contrary to your speech. You see what I'm saying? You're kind of like Ginger off Casino. You know what I mean? Y'all saw what happened to Joe Pesci. Him and his brother got Mike Schmidt with baseball bats and dirt shoveled in while they had their mouth open. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's crazy. Yo, they was hot. They was out there. It's 89,000 degrees, and you're getting dirt shoveled in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Joe Pesci called old dirt desert rocks in his mouth, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But check this out, man. Hold that note. Brother O, I need you to bless me, you know what I'm saying, with some Shaolin.
Are you taping, baby? Baby, are you taping? Oh, yeah.
I'm the God, who's the head of the Lord? Dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang store. Can I get raw? Yes, I get dirty to the floor. Rhyme hitting on your mind, you can never ignore. Hip-hop to me is like a place to be. I'm special to do for me to deal with them. Say what you want to see, baby, yeah. I'll flip the microphone any day. I'm master because I got that gift of gab. Niggas get mad, you asked them for head. This talent that I got will result in what? MC, you got paid a lot. You ever notice a black man jam on slam? When it comes to the money, yo, it ain't funny. It's what you gotta do, what you got to do. Come on, can I get the Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang. It's on your brain. I get biggie diggy roar when it's time to get on the dance floor, shotgun kill for shit. Blow, then you won't step to me. Thinking is he really raw as he stinky bitch. If I wasn't really raw, standing here on the floor, you'd be like, oh, it ain't hardcore. Niggas playing they live but won't survive. Jumping and popping all the time when you think of it now. I'm an average man, G.O.D. fan. Let it be known as the champ. Wu-Tang Clan is coming through and woo. Boys fast who throw your hands in the air, then you don't care. Who? The old dirty bastard be your mom. You be hopping on my shit just like a fly. All around, the dirtiest stinking sound down to the ground. What you want to do? What you want to do when I'm coming for you? I'm gonna give it to ya, baby, baby, baby.
Yeah. We on air, y'all. Live from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Yeah, we back. Now, check this out, y'all. We talking about liars, pathological ones, because that's what it's called when that's the main joint. Not all lying is pathological. There are different versions of being a liar. Trust me. You know, let's go into a few. Why liar? When you tell white lies, you know, these are lies, you know, untruths to protect others' feelings and things like that, you know what I mean? You know, yeah, boo, that you look nice with that on, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, that joint cool, babe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I like that hairstyle, you know what I'm saying? You ain't fat, babe, you know what I mean? Them tight joints, you talking about, right? Then you got occasional liar, you know what I'm saying? You lie at times to try to make yourself look good or, you know, get some needs met, you know what I mean? You're lying to get something, you know, like how them chicks lie, act like they gonna give up the yams, you know what I mean, for a couple of hours. Hey, you know, you can come through, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta pay for something in order to come see them. You feel me? Liars. You know, habitual liar. This is the third one. You know, we on three, y'all. The first one was white liar. The second one was occasional liar. The third one we on is habitual liar. This person has fell into the habit of lying because it just feels easy and more convenient than telling the truth. You know what I mean? It's just easier to say, yeah, you know, I did that. You know what I mean? Oh, yo, what's up, man? You know how to slap box? Yeah, man, yeah, I know how to slap box. Ain't slap boxed a day in your life, you know what I'm saying? Goma pow. You hear me? So check this out. Let me see, what we on? That was three, habitual liar. Four, compulsive liar. You know, I know y'all know that one. Y'all get this one confused with a lot of other ones, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is a person that feels a high when they get away with lying, similar, you know, to other compulsive addictions. You know, you got other compulsions that has the same type of ordeal going on, the same type of concept where they get a kick out of getting away with things and whatever. But this is compulsive lying where they lie. They that's the evil joint. You know what I'm saying? But those a few. Oh, and then you got one more, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me see. Prolific liar. Lies. This person lies frequently, but do not, they don't experience much distress and all that type of stuff. You know, they don't really get into too much danger as the pathological liars, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that's a version of it, but either way, you know what I'm saying? You have these different versions of liars, you know what I'm saying? White liar, occasional liar, habitual liar, compulsive liar, and prolific liar. All liars, you know what I'm saying? You know, these behaviors are classified as pathological, you know what I'm saying? You know, mental health issues play a part, you know, of the equation, you know what I'm saying? You know, in certain situations when you just can't keep, you know, never can't keep it real. You just can't keep it real never. You know what I'm saying? That's a mental joint a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? Super mental. You know what I mean? This also, you know, may be relative or related to brain functions as well. You know what I mean? Research has found that liars' brains, pathological liars' brains, look different than normal people's in x-rays, you know what I mean? That's crazy to me, you know what I'm saying? But let me get into something real quick. I want somebody to elaborate on this. Hey, brother, I'm trying to see if I got my man Big Bez in the building. Is he around? Do you see where he at, oh?
Well, first of all, is it 484?
Yes.
All right, let's bring him on. And make sure you're taking advantage of the teleprompter. Make sure you get my messages.
Got you. Hey, Bess, you on there? Who on there?
Yeah.
All right,
hey, there we go. We got Bez on the line. Hey, Bez, how you doing tonight? Bez Rock?
I'm chilling. What's good?
Hey, listen, man. Check this out, man. I want you to hang around real quick because I want you to elaborate on something. But check this out. We're going to pull a caller in real quick because we got a caller in queue. They buzzing in, so let's pull them in. Hey, can we get the first caller in queue, please?
Hey, Clev, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie.
Oh, Jerry, hey, how you doing? How you doing? It's the next time my mom, y'all.
Hey, baby. So
what's happening?
I want to say hello, first of all, to you and to your guest. So,
hello.
How you doing, boys?
Fabulous.
Good. So I don't even know how to comment on this. Why don't you ask me a question?
I got a question for you. You know I got some questions for you. So check this out, Jed. Hey, Jed, check this out. While I got you on here, I'm going to blast your face off with Dave's head. Look, did you ever experience a relationship with a liar? Or, that's the first question. The second question is, have you ever been caught lying?
Okay, so I know this is going to be hard for you to believe, but I'm not a liar at all. And I remember years ago, my dad actually said to me one time, I was very young, and I hurt someone's feelings by telling the truth. And my dad got me alone and said, sometimes it's okay to fib, because I'll never forget that. And as I was getting older and older, the only time I will tell that white lie is not to hurt someone innocently. Because if I don't like their hair, I don't have to tell them that. Do you know what I mean? So I've learned at times it's okay to tell these little white lies to not hurt someone innocently. Because it doesn't matter. Whether I like their hair or not, if they do, that's all that matters, right?
Right.
So
right.
That's when I will do it. But, of course, I've been in relationships where the guys have lied. Of course. They've cheated on me. They've lied. Of course. It's almost expected anymore today. And I hate even saying that, you know, but it's like at times I'm like I look at people and I'm thinking, I don't think you're telling me the truth. You know, it's almost more times than not. And I started, like, thinking about all this stuff that you were saying, right, with the differences in the different lying. And what it comes down to is their insecurities. It's not about the person they're lying to. You know, I learned a long time ago, Clev, we can't control anyone else's actions. We can only control the way we respond to it. So I just want everybody out there who's listening that if they're lied to by people, and it might be more, you know, more times than not, it's not about you. It's about the person lying. They are the ones filled with insecurities. And we don't know what's happened to them in their life or their past, right? That makes them now react this way.
Righteously. You heard that from Jerry, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, these are different perspectives that we need to view, you know, on this line here, because this is a serious issue all over the world, you know what I'm saying? And part of the line is which the main source and root stem to all the problems that we got going on out here, you know what I'm saying? People not being truthful, and also people misguided from falsehoods, which is those are lies as well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You know, these are all jewelry, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Jed, before you go, let us know when we can hear from you.
Okay.
Well, first of all, before we do that, guys, I got some bad news. We have a person that just realized something over the tile. a person that who was part of our network for about 4 weeks has passed away. Larry Edwards, who was part of Larry was part of our network in 2019, Club. A good brother. I can't believe it. Had a heart attack today and passed away. After the show, I'll be calling the Edwards family. Anytime something like that happens to any of our alumni, you know, one thing about WBNN, we have facts and archives. And with a brother like Larry, who was a real close friend of mine and a great, great, great performer, let us have, prayer for his family at this time.
I am so sick right now. I'm so sorry to hear this.
Yes, okay. Shout out to the family of my man Larry, you know what I mean? May light be shined upon the family, and may they be guided. And may they be strengthened upon whatever wisdom in which he left behind for his loved ones.
Wow. Okay. All right. I feel so sad right now. Okay, Larry, rest in peace, sir. My next show, I think it's the beginning of May. It's a Tuesday night. I'm sorry. But it's Cheyenne Elliott, and she is Dionne Warwick's granddaughter, and she's Whitney Houston's cousin. So it's going to be a great show, guys.
Wow. That sounds
awesome. We'll be listening for that.
Okay. All right. It was great talking to you guys.
Thanks, Jed. Thanks for stopping by. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
love you, Jed.
All right,
y'all. That was Jerry Petito, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That was Jerry Petito, y'all. You know what I mean? And again, shout out to the family of Larry. You know what I mean? And one thing about what parts of the truths are, folks, that, you know, verily it is revealed that kuli nafsin da'ika tulmot. Verily, in which this means, it says that every soul shall taste death, meaning that we all have a fixed time. When we all have birth dates, and then we all have death dates. Only thing is, we do not know when these dates are, people. You know what I'm saying? But those are parts of the truth. In fact, we live and then we die is the truth in the fact of the matter. Verities in the fact of the matter. But let's take a break, you know what I mean? Track next by our international DJ legend. Brother Oladski, let's get some OG.
Drop the drum. Yeah, drop the drum. Yeah. I know all that time, my boy. It'll be hard to use your trophy, cause your shit can't breathe. I know all the time, fellas. It's hard to use the Trojan, cause your shit can't breathe. It's all closing. Put the beat on, put the beat on.
Everybody wants, everybody loves. That system that everybody needs, everybody wants.
I know all the time, fellas, be hard to use a Trojan, cause your shit can't breathe and feel all closed in. You wanna slip it off, oh baby, I like it raw. Why I wanna hurt myself for? I was walking down my blocks and my blocks were broke. Said peace to this girl, girl said hello. Well, hell is low and the lowest you can go is 32 degrees below zero. So I started to rain on this young bitch brain, causing her a great relief of physical pain. She said tip tap, step off the bra strap. No diamonds, no gold, I can never get a rat. I said so what, as I grabbed her butt. Bitch smiled for a while, but her mouth kept shut. Bitch 18 years no, just birth a child. Young in the brain, no one thoughts a while. On welfare, but she don't care. Says FTF is over there. FTF means face to face. Main headquarters of your local place where you collect your monthly pay to support bad habits you abuse every day. There has never been a girl in my entire life, my girl, my next ex, or my wife. There's never been one who tried to disrespect. I'm speaking about the member of the opposite sex. There's something that I gotta let out, but I don't wanna be on the sprouts of devil
mouth. Quiet as kept, she thought I was soft, but all I wanted to do was knock her boots off. Just from obtaining the common sense, you can tell that the girl seemed rather quite dense. Other than dense, she played slightly bold, but from the statement I made, she could not uphold herself. She broke down and she started to cry. She said, "Ooh, you don't believe this guy. What you gonna do? May you diss her?" Yes, she may. That girl's a slut with a hole in her butt, who used to be a meaty bone puppy child little mutt. Came to my house smelling like trout. I said, "Doggy, doggy, doggy, get out." She did my head, I mean the big bad bitches. Show him a drip, deep dark and delicious. She's a doodle, alcoholic, and the essence tighter than a pair of ice grips. Speaking of a drip, I won't kiss because they don't give milk. Them kick piss, yeah. Let me tell you about the rash on the neck. It's enough to put the ring around the collar and jack. She's nothing but a other known as a wit, with an irritating dish from trying to switch. Strung out ass, fogging up glass, telling all the news that the bitch first class. Smoke a bag of hash with the money she stashed, but she had to play the corner just to make that cash. Pulled down her panties and scratched that rash, then rubbed the wet set up hip at flash. Try to get saved at the tabernacle prayer, but the only thing holy was the shitty underwear. I would change the style, her ways I would fix, but you cannot teach your old drag belt. I ain't got to say no more, son. Yo, word of God, man. The only thing I'm saying, man, is a Trojan. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. Like this horn, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn that. You know what I'm saying? The hard way. You know what I'm saying about that gonorrhea? You know I had to learn it. You know what I mean? Yo, on the real side, man.
All you motherfuckers, call yourself Brooklyn Zoo, represent Joseph. Understand what I'm saying? Cause yo, long as you don't fuck with this Zoo click, this click ain't got to come and touch your click. We out of here, old dirty bastard record, nigga. White Lotus, smoke, old dirty bash, short shit thing. 60-second assassin, killer breach.
Everybody
Murder.
We wildin' out, you know what I mean? You know, we on air though. Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Yo, check this out, man. We talking about liars, you know what I mean? And we need to know the truth about what these liars is about, you know what I'm saying? I got my man Bez in the building. Bezel, you in the building, bro?
What
hey,
up,
Bez, check. So listen, Bez, while I got you on here, you know what I mean? First of all, you know, I wanna ask you, you know what I mean? What's your experiences with this lying stuff here, you know? You know what I mean? You got any liars that you got going on that you want to tell us about?
I'd say I got a deep relationship with liars and lying. Personally, I made a choice in my life many years ago to just stop lying because I realized that it's a burden to try to keep up with what lies you told what people, and it's just I was like why would I even do that? So, and unless it's you know to the police or something like that, I don't lie at all. And ever since I stopped doing that, I found that I'm much more at peace with myself because I don't ever got to worry about, you know, anything I fraudulently said coming back to bite me like that. So that's one thing. And then, I've had a couple, like my cousin, you know, I don't even speak to him no more because he's just a prolific liar. Just everything he says all the time is always some fibs. And, you know, he's one of them cats that gets high off of it, I think. And then I grew up with a cat. Now, this cat I grew up with, he was a liar on, like, a pathological level. Like, I mean, this cat at one point was my best friend, and he let this female manipulate him to the point where, like, she wanted to have a threesome with us, and I said no, and she got so butthurt, she told my man that he can't talk to none of his friends no more, and we never seen him again. But while we were friends, this cat would lie about shit. Just like, he'd be like, yeah, I took my little sister to Build-A-Bear yesterday, and it would be a lie. And it was like, why would you? It doesn't matter if you did or didn't. Why would you even say that? Like, he would just lie about shit, you know, for no reason. It was weird.
Yes, very weird. And that's why we got to get to the bottom of these things. You know what I'm saying? You know, now, let me ask you this, right? In regards to, you know, what you got going on in your profession, you know what I mean? You're a man of algorithms and stuff like that, you know what I mean? What's your thought processing on, you know, how people lie on websites and, you know, social medias, you know what I mean? You know, kind of trying to pull people in, you know, all this catfishing and all this type stuff like that, you know what I mean? What's your outlook on that?
Oh, man. Well, one thing I noticed over the past, I'd say the past, like, 3 years, the internet is flooded with completely fake, most of the time it's women, and at first they started off, you know, on dating websites, but now they're on everywhere, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. And basically it'll be a profile that looks like a woman, but really it's like a dude in Nigeria. Because I've talked to the people that are doing it before, so I've had them hit me up.
I hope they not from Lagos, damn it. You're talking about they better not be from Lagos out
that,
there acting like they women on the damn social media.
Nah, they're in Russia, too. I mean, I just pulled that just as an example. But, yeah, they're mostly overseas is what I'm saying, though. Like, a lot of Eastern European people. And what they do is they do this scam called a romance scam, and they find people that are lonely, and they you know, they'll talk to them for months, and then, you know, they slowly but surely they trick them into, you know, usually investing in some kind of cryptocurrency, and you'll download an app, and it'll look like a real investing app, and it'll look like your investments are doing good, but then you try to take the money out and you realize you can't. So that's like a major one that's going on. Then I just got one on Facebook yesterday where they're doing a scam where they're saying, hey, there's a new grant you can get, a community grant, and they're targeting like people that are in like lower to middle class, people that need money. They're trying to get them to fall for this scam. So that's another one. But, yeah, I mean, a little bit of legwork, you can figure out pretty quickly it's a scam, but I realize people just don't do like any legwork. Like, I mean, I don't understand how people are falling for a lot of this stuff. Because I mean, if you just hop on Google and type in the name of the grant, you'll real quick find out a whole bunch of alerts pop up about it and stuff. So, I mean, people that are falling for it must not even, you know, take 5 seconds to throw the name of the grant in Google and make sure it's not a scam. So a lot of it comes down to being personally responsible and looking into things before you just fall for them. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Just like you got to look out for these little tramps on there too. You know, they you know, they on there luring innocent fellas in. Verily, we've seen many men fall to the law of destruction of women. You know what I mean? With these lies and things going on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Because
a lot of them seek out married men because they get off on breaking up marriages too. You got to look out for them ones especially.
Well, exactly. These things can melt your relationships where people catch on to these falsehoods and things like that, where you're making like you're this type of person, knowing you're on 15 different mental medications, you know what I'm saying? You know, where it's like this, building trust with these people is very difficult, if not impossible, these pathological liars and stuff like that. You become Batman against the Riddler, basically. You feel what I'm saying? Where you never know what's the real thing. You never know what's real with these people. You know what I mean? This can create an abusive relationship pattern for yourself if you're a liar like that. You know what I mean? And all people
you gotta,
who, you know.
You got to check people's credentials, too. Like, if you're going to hire somebody to do some work, Like, my mom hired this guy to fix our air conditioner because in the middle of the summer, one time, her air conditioner broke, and it was like 100 degrees out. So there was this guy. He said he could fix it. Well, he goes over to the house, and after like 2 days, we come to find out that this man doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and he's just in the air conditioner poking around trying to just fix it off the top of his head. So you got a lot of professional people that people hire, and they're lying about their background too. So you got to be aware.
False advertisement is what this call, folks. But Bez, check this out, man. Hold that thought because we got a caller buzzing in. You know what I mean? Caller two, who are you and where you calling from? And if you're lying to us, we gonna hunt you down.
Peace. What's going on, Clef One? How you living?
Oh, hold on. Sound like my man Jetty A-Track on here or something. Who is this?
Yes, sir. This is Jetty A-Track, the host of the ONE Syndicated Host Intern Shows coming on tomorrow at 9:30. Clef One, what's going on with you, brother?
Yo, you hear me, man. I'm trying to put these liars on blast. You might need to help me out tonight. You see what I'm saying? Because I know you got something for me. You know, let me ask you this real quick. You ever experienced a relationship with a liar? It don't matter who it is, your broad, your twin brother, your person in the mirror that you're looking at every morning when you're brushing your damn teeth. Or have you ever been caught lying? You know what I'm saying? I know you got some good lying. You sound like one of them smooth niggas, so I know you can lie real good.
You know what? I'm going to do something ill for you. I'm going to do something real ill for you. I have been in a relationship with a lie, and that relationship was with myself. And when my mom was still alive, she passed away 2021 when she was still alive. About 3 years before she passed away, I was living like a whole double life. Like for 13 years, I was deceiving my mom. She thought I was a virgin. She thought I ain't do no, you know what I'm saying, vices and nothing like that. And it just so happened that every time we would have these conversations, you know, it would just turn into arguments or whatnot because she had a whole different perception of who her son was. And it didn't really catch on. I didn't really catch on to it. But shout out to my brother Kang. He used to always tell me, yo, you might as well just come out clean with your mom and let your mom know what's going on. But I didn't trust my mom at the time. I didn't trust myself. I didn't trust my mom. I was insecure. You know what I mean? I didn't know how my mom would take it or whatnot. And it took for one conversation to blow up so large that I looked at myself and I was like, nah, I got to. I spilled the beans. Broke my mom's heart. It crushed me. It took months to get my mom's trust back. But let me tell you, when I did, it was beautiful. The last 2.5 years that I had with my mom was some of the most beautiful time that I had on this planet with my mom as an adult. And I realized that, you know, lying only hurts when you don't keep it real from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So the longer you lie, the harsher the reality is and the more hurt that you inflict, you know what I'm saying? So I stand on just keeping it funky right now, my damn self, even if we got to go through the trenches of what you might not really rock with as far as where my honesty stands, at the very least, you know what I mean, you're going to respect the fact that I'm coming correct 100% instead of trying to hide something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that because I'm the same with my mom. Like, she knows everything about me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, back when I was writing graffiti a lot, I would always tell her, you know, what I was out doing and whatnot. And, like, yeah, it definitely feels good when you know that your mom ain't going around with a false perception of who you are.
Yes, sir.
Yo, that's what we talk about, man. We got to keep it a bean buck thousand, man, keeping it a Benjamin out here. You understand this? You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, right, it takes too much energy to keep lying about stuff, man. And then furthermore, you know what I'm saying, you make yourself look crazy out here. You know what I mean? Kind of like putting on the hits, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, the stunt doubles, you know what I'm saying? When we know clearly that wasn't Rambo. You know what I mean? So the whole thing was, you know, we going to get into all that, man. Yo, you're going to be on tomorrow night. That's right?
Yes, sir.
So All right, yeah, we're going to be listening out for that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, thanks for stopping by. That's my man, Jetty A-Track, you know what I'm saying? You know, intern, O-N-E, on here. Yo, but check this out. We're going to get into some music. Track next by International DJ Legend. Brother Olex Gay.
Shit. I bust that nigga ass right now. Ain't no none of them niggas can't fuck.
What?
Nigga, you could never fuck me, my nigga. I'll fuck you up right now.
What?
Fuck. Bust your motherfucking ass, boy. Ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Old dirty bastard. You know what I'm saying? I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. What?
That nigga dirty.
I'm the one man on me, H Dawn. I never been tookin' out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make the niggas go crazy. Energy building, taking all types of medicine. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass a lot today. Rhyme good as a tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? The type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol in your face like a can of mace, baby. This is burning with fucking now you're learning how. I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that scene is hers. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing before you do a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking ass low down. As you can go below zero. Without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun kicker to get the fuck out of here. Nigga wanna get too close to the utmost, but I got facts that attack any whack host. It's so doomin' your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours up around hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Telling that I got what Rosak the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Whoa ho ho, let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hawk shit. I take your ass out quick, the mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick if you wanna step to my motherfucking rep. Blow, 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 blown to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause Raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back.
Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. What, my nigga? Shame on you. Shame on you when you step to. Shame on you when you step to. Shame on you when you step to. The old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to. The old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Why, my nigga?
Yo, this is to all you jackasses. I'm tired of the lies, and yes, it's quite blasphemous. And after this, I'm getting primetime packages. I'm tired of the slaves and black people activists. Why you laughing, miss? What kind of class is this? Clever's an intellectual and antagonist. Yes, I'm being quite honest. Nightliners, WBNN, light shiners, hang gliding where you might find us, bike riders, rode a mile and raced hike climbers. Alexa, is Clever One a professor? Oh, yes, sir. He dropped jewelry on the dresser. Divine letter with mine's better, smoother than butter. They shine levers past the wine and cheddar. Yes, we back. And we talking about lying. And my poem was about that, damn it.
slam dancing on them.
But check this out, y'all. Some studies say that pathological lying and personality disorders, well, some of them, like narcissisms and all them type Johns, is kind of neck and neck. You feel me? They like, yo, they twin brothers or twin sisters or twin midgets or twin Martians, polka dot ones with gumbies and goatees. You know what I'm saying? Boom. You know, people with these symptoms may lie and gain sympathy. They lie to, like, gain sympathy or, like, social status or to, you know, preserve a false sense of self. You know, they kind of try to make themselves some other stuff. You know, where childhood trauma, of course, is like the culprit, you know what I mean? You know, getting caught doing bad shit, you know what I mean? You learn how to lie. You feel what I'm saying? You know, some of us, unfortunately, never grew out of that, sad to say. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Like yo, I know chicks who will lie to you just to catch you in the lie. Yo, yeah, somebody saw you at down Broad Area, you know what I'm saying? What you was doing down Broad Area? Yo, I wasn't down Broad Area. What you talking about? You ain't see me down Broad Area. You was down there, you had on a black jacket and such sneaks on. No, you just guessing. You're lying. You feel what I'm saying? But these are the things that Clev One experiences with liars, you know what I'm saying? You know, where they forgot what they said 5 minutes ago, you know what I'm saying? Just to kind of make like they ain't, you know, that ain't what it was, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? But like that, this is crazy. You know, so here's what I want to know, Baz. Check this out. Here's what I want to know. Did lying ever save you from danger?
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely.
What you got for me?
I mean, it saved me from, from my legal troubles, saved me from snitching on people, because if I wasn't lying, then I would have snitched on them. It saved me from, it saved my life, you know. I mean, there's certain things where if I didn't put up a lie, then someone might have got, you know, real salty and, you know what I mean, try to take my life or something. And then, you know, it shielded, you know, people from being hurt by me or seeing me in a different light. So, there's definitely times where it came in handy. I just don't use it to, you know, as a first step to like try to bring things, you know, to my advantage. But, if I'm pressed for it, yeah, I would, you know. But I always weigh the balance very carefully. But I would never go around and just make shit up just for the hell of it, though.
Now check this out, y'all. Check this out. This is gonna blow your face off here, cause you know, Clev One had to, you know, do a white lie one time. We, you know, I had a wife, young wife, you know, and she had a daughter. It's about the same age as my few months apart of my daughter, my oldest daughter. And, you know, at the time, you know what I'm saying, when dealing with her, her daughter was very small. And, you know, she, you know, I watched her grow up into talking and all these different things, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, unfortunately, this young girl, she thought that I was her father. And like that was the lie in which we told her for years, based on the fact that this young child was a victim. Well, she was a child of a violent sexual act. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, her father unfortunately was a rapist. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? That was I don't know what kind of lie that was, but Clev One was involved in that one, y'all. You know what I mean? And, you know, y'all stuck for the law who were actually Walehi, you know what I'm saying, for that one, because, I don't know about that one, you know, but that's what was going on. But, yo, I think we got a caller. Caller 3, you're in queue. Who are you? Where you calling from? And if you're lying to me, we going to pull your throat out your mouth.
I am so lying to you, clever one. It's Ava Holly. How are you guys?
Oh, it's Ava. It's just, hold on. It's the Divas from New Jersey, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hold up.
Hi, Dez. Hi, Clev. Great poem, by the way, Clev. So listen. First of all, I agree with every little thing that Jerry Petito said and that Dez said about sometimes you have to lie to protect yourself. And I don't know that I agree that a little white lie falls under the pathological line, because like you said, Clev, there's a fine line between some of it. And I never even thought about the narcissism. That falls right there. You got that so on the money. So on the money. I was thinking about hypochondriacs and how they fall into that fine line of lying. And I think if, you know, the worst lie is lying to yourself, and, you know, they fall into that category. Yet I wanted to touch on one other thing that Bez brought up about the people online. And there are what I call the hacker liars. Like, they'll steal your profile on Facebook and they come and talk to you with the same photo up as if they were your friend. And you look at that profile and it looks like it's your friend, but then they start talking to you and the questions don't add up, you know. So now I've got to the point where I can almost recognize it right away. And I just tell them right out, shame on you. I said, either you stop bothering me or I'm going to report you. And then they just stop. I've never had a problem. But it took a little while, because like two or three times I had somebody pose as one of my friends. But another type of lie is the lie that's told about you that somebody else believes. Like when I first started my business, I had mentioned to a very, very good friend of mine, I said, boy, if I had a nickel for everybody that I've connected, and I've got a gazillion, you know, connections and people that I've connected. And, you know, I've got connections from other people too. But I made that mention to my friend, and she goes back to a friend that I introduced her to that she got a job with, and said to that friend that I said that they should have paid me for the connection I made. And that friend came to me like crazy. I mean, I couldn't believe that friend even believed her. And to tell you the truth, her and I are not friends anymore. It was something that just could not get resolved. I mean, we'll pass on the street and say hello to each other if we see each other, but we were like, she's like the godmother to my daughter, and we don't even talk to each other anymore. And it's like, how do people get away with lying about you, and then you can't even get the truth out? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's so many different kinds, and you guys are really hitting on the money. What a great topic tonight, Clev, and love you.
Oh, love you too, Ava. Thanks for stopping by.
Way,
yeah, let us know.
Go,
what's up?
Wait, before I go, I got to give my blessings out to Brother O and the loss we have for WBNN family. And my heart goes out to the family as well. So I just wanted to
thank you
that
so
in.
Much.
Thanks, Clev.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
let's
you,
play
Ava.
AO, yo, AO, man. AO, man. Can you
I can't wait. Listen, liars, you know, get fires.
Right.
One thing about when you get a chance to do radio, and when people use your shows and then put them on the internet as their own, that's why we have good lawyers here at WBNN.
Oh, my God.
Back in 2014, we had 2014 and 2016, we had two different companies, Clever One, that were posting Beverly Nation shows and saying that they were their own. Now, of course, you know, we have, you know, a constant track all the time about, you know, who uses our trademark, right? And I actually came on in 2016 and called them out and told them that, you know, I know, you know, where your wife lives, where your children go to school. Please don't do that. Okay? And, you know, Honey Bacatoon was on that night, and it was his show. You know, you got to be very careful of your trademark, your LLCs, and your incorporations. Make sure that what you do, right, make sure what you do is always tracked, so that way you can find the scammers, the liars, the pretenders. And, you know, once you catch them, then, you know, the law comes to become the law. And you ain't get the money to pay it off, then I take your house. Go ahead, Ava.
My dad used to say that these people will be judged by a higher authority. And I'd always stuck in my head that, you know what, you'll get what you deserve down the road. You know what, we can only hope that. But that's what my dad used to say to me if something like that were to happen. So I wanted to tell you, Clev, I think Jerry Petito's show is going to be May 2nd because she's the week before me. And I'm May 10th, so I think her show will be May 2nd. I know she was devastated by the news, so she kind of lost track of when her show is. But I think it's May 2nd, and mine will be May 10th, Ava's Casual Chat. And we're going to have a YouTuber influencer on, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, man, it sounds wonderful. You know what I mean? Thanks for stopping by, Ava. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Cliff.
Yes, we get them to the bottom of these lying situations here. You know what I mean? This is what I want to know, y'all. I want to know, is wearing a weave lying? Or is a person with a fake leg lying when he still got sneak on? He ain't got no leg. He ain't got no right leg, but he got a whole pair of pants on and a pair of Jordans on. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? He got a pair, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. He got a pair of Air Max 95s on. There ain't no foot down that joint, though. Is that lying? You see what I'm saying? That's all I want to know. Or fake tits and ass. Is that lying? You know, are you a liar, woman, when you dress yourself up and you walk down the streets and we all see you got fake tits and ass? You're lying to us. Your body lying.
You dress up like a woman, but you ain't really a woman.
Hold on over there right now. Hold on. Hey, Clev, when you dress up with your face, knowing that you got all type of bumps and scars on your face, and then make it all up to go out, and you come back home, and the next morning, what the fuck is that? Mm. Okay.
Well,
oh, yeah, man. You kicked out these filters and shit, too, man. All them filters.
Excuse me, gentlemen. That would happen to be the Joker's granddaughter. Now, go ahead, Basil.
My bad. I would take that as a lie, man. You know what I mean? If you're putting all sorts of nine layers of makeup and using all these filters and, you know, I wake up in the morning and you look like, you know what I mean, you look like He-Man, you know.
Well, what about real quick, Beijing dye, hair dye for the going bald guys looking like jazz magicians. Not jazz musicians, jazz magicians. You see what I'm saying? What about them? You know, Count Chocolate beards guys with the dye in it. You know what I'm saying? Looking like Emmitt Smith on the Just for Men commercial. You know what I'm talking about. But, yo, we're going to get into a track real quick by international DJ legend, Brother Olatsky. I said Olatsky.
My beats are slamming from the rugged programming. My man, ball ballin', hey, my man, I'm jamming. You can never touch my stamina while I'm ramming the hip-hop crowd, make me rah, rah, rah. Other MCs, I flip with these, making me for mercy, y'all stop the music, please. No, cause I'm a pro, back for the convo, make a crowd play ho, at a strip show, represent, my name is H-R, keep calm, rhymes so smoky, funky like a sinkhole. Boom, blowing up niggas, man, bullets in the trigger, so you better run for cover. Niggas gotta loosen their ass, felt the glass, a 40-ounce bottle, yo, money, yo, fast, woo, I swear to lie. Is he gonna live that? No, the nigga died. The Mac Cinnamon of MCs are populating. The minimum of those MCs are dominating. They're all in together now. Two, rhymes too stinking like a girl's poo-poo.
Hip on to the hopper and you just don't stop her. Hip on to the hopper and you just don't stop her.
Oh shit, here I go once again. Rhymes get shitty from the time that I spend. I come old like Toe Fungus Mode. That's my grandpa, Pop Duke, give me show. Then I came with that old Al Green shit. Say he there, taught me the ballistic. I get you buried in your eye with the high note. Now, to the bronze bill, oops, you got
smoke. The shit I'm dropping is sick enough your area, but I shoot it through like a messenger carrier. I keep my breath smelling like shit so I can get wounded. Baby, I'm not having it.
Hip up to the hopper and you just don't stop her. Hip up to the hopper and you just don't stop her. Hip up to the hopper and you just don't stop her. Hip up to the hopper and you just don't stop her.
It's me. That's what, who it is. Damn it. You know what I'm saying? Clev One, beating your ass out here. You know what I mean? On air. Lagos, Nigeria. You heard it. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And don't be calling me lying. You feel me? Because I will hunt you down and glue your mouth together with Gorilla Glue. You know what I'm saying? That's what I will do to you. So
I thought of something while we was on the break. You ever have somebody make up a lie about you, like saying you did something and when you didn't? Like, I have this personal thing where, like, I used to have a real anger problem when people, and that would happen to me. It's hard to explain, but I would get this rage inside where I just wanted to, like, rip their head off and just, like, you know what I mean, play soccer with it when someone would be trying to wholeheartedly say that I did something that I didn't do. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably one of the most raging things
I don't like that one either, man. People blaming on me. You know, Clev One been blamed for things all his life. You know, something bad happened, he did it. Somebody got killed, he did it. Somebody got gunned, he did it. Who got robbed, he did it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what's happened to y'all? Oh, you must have been with Clev One. No. You're liars. You know what I mean? You know what they say, the old women say. You know what the old women say, the Aunt Esther's say. You know what the Aunt Esther say. They say the devils is the liars. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be you lying, devils. So, but check this out. We got caller 4 in queue. Who are you? And don't be lying to me, because if you're lying to me, I will pull your ears off your face, you know what I mean, and kick your head down the street like a soccer ball.
Hey, Club One.
Oh, who's this?
This is Tiana Seeks. How are you?
What the hell is Baby Bob out here popping up out of the...
I'm so glad you're talking about this topic, because I feel like, you know, I have friends. Not all of them wear makeup, you know, like... Not all of them wear makeup,
my goodness.
But
out of all the lying, you got to go to Makeup Woman, but let's hear it.
No, I want to because this is something that's been on my mind for the longest time. I'm so glad you touched on this. I had to. I know about that. But here's the thing, right? I feel like if you're a woman and you have to wear makeup every day and you can't even face the world with your regular face, that is an issue. That is a problem, and you have to fix that with your self-esteem. If you cannot walk outside... Or even, do you remember the videos where they had, where they were, like, pulling, like, girls' wigs off and things like that? If you can't walk out with your natural hair at all, or you cannot walk out, you know, you have to put a little piece in or a bun, or you have to have braids. And then you get braids to the point where your edges are all the way back to your ears. That is an issue. When do you realize something's wrong at that point? When you're getting these braids, like, and I say this because my friend owns a salon, and there's a couple of salons here, and you see these women walking around with edges all the way back to their ear. And I can't understand it. At what point do you stop? What point do you reach inside yourself and find out who you are?
Well, you know Mr. T got a bunch of baby moms out here, so you know what I mean? These edges, missing edges, that's the situation there. Roost them of it.
But I wanted to tell a quick story. You just reminded me of something about the leg. You said if a person has a fake leg. I remember some years ago, I met this guy on Facebook, and I told him I had a wooden leg with a kickstand. And when I met him in person, he told me that's the only reason why he wanted to meet me, because he wanted to see it. I forgot I even said that. I was joking with him. You just reminded me. You reminded me of that. I couldn't stop laughing because I need to stop playing, because I forgot that I even said that to him. It was like maybe
months
and months
before.
Yeah,
he's got to be bored to just be going around trying to meet peg-legged ladies.
He said he wanted to see it. So I couldn't stop laughing because I forgot I said it. But it's a great topic, you know, and my show will be May 5th at 9:30 p.m., The Power of Thoughts, and I am Tiana Speaks, and keep up the good work, and I want to say hi to both of you.
Oh, man, thanks, baby Bob. Thanks a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's good to hear you, you know what I mean? And it was very interesting hearing about your friend with that there, you know, with the missing edges there, one of Mr. T's baby mom's daughters. You know what I mean? I think we got caller 5 in Q. You know what I'm saying? Caller 5, you in Q. Who are you? And if you're lying, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to pull your damn nose off your face like Pinocchio. He ain't going to have to grow that no more, is you? Oh, what's up, Mo? Damn, what's up, Mo? What's happening, Mo? Mo on the dance floor. What's happening, baby? What's going on?
Yeah. I'm just wanting to support your show, and I do want to say something about women. Oh, my gosh. I think we are probably the most deceptive liars. We are. We lie about makeup. We lie about hair. And people walk up to me a lot sometimes, pull my hair, my locks. They want to make sure I don't have the extension locks on there. It's a thing. So I appreciate your show.
Oh, man, thanks, Mo. You know what I mean? We absolutely appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Mo is a person that we know damn well she going to tell the truth here. She going to tell you about yourself, damn it. You know what I mean? You know, because that's what we do on here on this WBNN and all that. You feel what I'm saying? That's what we trying to establish out here. The weave out the falsehoods from the truths. I said the falsehoods from the trees. Yes.
Mm-hmm. My show is going to be on tomorrow, actually. And then we're going to be talking about...
What you going to talk about, Mo?
No, Mo, that's not the truth. Tomorrow is shitty 8-track. You on Friday.
I know Mo was lying and shit.
Oh, my gosh. Today is Wednesday. Woo!
That's a Lord.
Hey, Mo. Come on, Mo. What's your lying ass?
That wasn't
the hell
a lie.
Is
that
going
was,
on
that was,
over
that
here,
was,
man?
That was a brain thing. I got all twisted up with the days. Oh my gosh, I've been hanging around my mom too much.
Oh my goodness, it's hereditary.
It is, because she wakes up some mornings and she'll say, it's Friday, and I'm like, no, Mom, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday. So some days...
Well, she might not be lying talking about she put heavy cream in the macaroni and cheese, and it was really carnation milk. You see what I'm saying?
No, she doesn't do that.
Carnation milk. You hear me? Because I know I'm catching them lying. You had Glory Greens. Oh, yeah. Is that Glory Greens or was you at the market early? Did you get into the market early or was you running your mouth on the phone all night? You ain't get up. Now you got to use Glory Greens. You're lying to your whole family, old woman. I catch the old women, too. Lying. So, yeah, that's... But, yeah, but, you know, it's good to hear you, Mo. You know what I'm saying? But, Mo, real quick, while I got you on here, have you ever experienced being in a lying relationship, or have you ever had to lie to save your life, or did lying ever save you from danger?
I don't know if it ever saved me from danger. time when I was about 15 or 16 years old. I remember making a cake at the church, and all the old women got upset because all the men were saying, this is the best cake, this is the best cake. And I remember saying, I didn't really make it. My grandmother made it, you know, because they were so upset.
Yo.
I thought I was going to
You hear this, Bez? You hear this, Bezel?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Yeah. I got hung up in there. These women get upset about their cake, man.
Yeah, they don't play with that with that bake sale. You bake sale mafia.
Yes. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I remember that very distinctly. Like, they were like, if you made this cake, don't tell me this 15-year-old made a better cake than me, and I'm 75 years old. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
I remember calling that big one.
Shout out to the tiramisu.
Oh, man, that was notorious right there, Mo. You know what I mean? That was very vicious. You know what I mean? Kind of like, damn, you was being the Cobra Commander's twin sister off G.I. Joe with that one. You hear me? That's crazy. So, yeah, you know what I mean? So, shout out to Mo. Mo, Thanks for stopping by with that. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to hear Mo Garman. Y'all, that was Mo Garman. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I think we got caller six in queue. Caller six, you're in queue. And if you lie to me, guess what's going to happen to you? We're going
to
kill your happy death.
I would never do that to you. This is Wanda Walker, one of your interns. Thank you for taking my call tonight. I hear you talking about relationships and lies. So ask me a question so I can tell you the truth.
Yes, yes. Because you know I got a question for your ass. You know what I mean? You feel me? Now,
I'm ready.
I want to know, did you ever experience a relationship with a liar? I'm talking about relationship with a liar.
Yes.
And have you?
I dated somebody for 5 years. Brother O saw him. Everybody teased me about him, too. He was a habitual liar. Like, just for the hell of it. You know, you're looking at the sky is blue or gray. He says it's green or purple. You know, he just lied. And it started from the very beginning. And I think he caught me at a time in my life that I was dealing with a lot, dealing with my father being sick and my father passing. And my dad was my best friend. And 14 months later, I lost my mother. And at the same time, I was starting my daycare business. And so I was functionally depressed, as they call it. So I put up with him. You know, he was there. It was convenient. I just kept making excuses. And then one day I came out of my depression. It was, I guess, grief, you know, because everybody grieves differently. And nobody can tell you how soon to get over a loved one, especially a good person in your life that was everything. And my dad was like my best friend, knew me better than I knew myself. He lived with me when I finally got a house. He came to live with me. My mom was offered to come, but she didn't want to come because she wanted me to take in other people. But this one person I dated after I was divorced, I was with for 5 years, and he, even to this day, he'll call every once in a while, and he just lied. He just really, and I
give me an example. Can you give me an example? Can you give me an example?
I can give you plenty of examples. I could always tell when he was getting ready to go see somebody else or something because he would always use his brother as an excuse that he had to go pick up his brother. He didn't even realize he was using the same lies. All you have to do is look. Or he would say he has to go to his house on the weekend to clean. If you haven't been there all week, would you clean? You see what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, Wanda. I gotta go there, right? Hold on, guys, right? Wanda, you just told the untruth. Wanda, you told the untruth right here on the air. You know how you told the untruth? Because you're not an intern anymore. You are now a fledgling host. You're telling untruths, man. Oh, my God, what's going on with you?
Hey, Wanda. Guess what's going to happen to you, Wanda? We will pull the blades off and sell them to somebody on Amazon Prime because they're lying to people. You know, a lot of them
have
been
lying to people. Hey, Clev, you always said about lying, man. Wanda Walker told the untruth. She is a host, not an intern. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. I am a host, and that is major because, you know, I love being on this show, educating people about corrupt politics and corrupt politicians. I'm trying to change.
Oh, yeah, all them liars.
Yeah, you should have asked me about that. I could just tell you when a politician opens their mouth, pretty much, not all of them, but most of them. You have some good ones out there. You have some good ones. But, yeah.
All right,
we're
going
to
let them get away with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you for coming, for stopping by, you know what I'm saying? You know, but remember, you owe me your legs for coming on here lying now. Yeah, we family. I'm going to be pushing right on up the steps in the elevator because you're cutting your legs off for lying to me. You hear me?
Pushing me up the steps is better than pushing me down the steps.
I heard that. Heard that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Wanda Walker, y'all. You heard that. You know what I'm saying? You know, yo, check this out, right? This is what we're going to do, right? This is what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Bez, you got any final thoughts real quick before we go into this Ngozi time, Bravo?
I would say if you're somebody that is a habitual, perpetual, you know, narcissistic liar, you really check yourself because, you know, it's a really dirty feeling to be going through life when you got all these falsehoods around you. And, you know, I used to be a liar when I was younger. And once I stopped doing that all the time, I just felt released. So I would just put it up to the liars to maybe just go a couple weeks without lying and see how you feel.
Yeah, because, you know, check this out, man. I'm going to just say this real quick. You know what I mean? You know, lying more than five times a day will get you a pathological liar's degree. You understand? That's all I'm going to say right there, you know what I mean? And furthermore, man, people who was around these people, you know what I mean, you got to take a few steps to approach to deal with these liars, you know what I mean? Don't expect the truth from them. Don't take it personal. Don't consider eye contact being the truth or any of that. You know what I mean? Don't lose your temper or start attacking them because you know they're lying. You know what I mean? And trust your own reality, you know what I mean, where you already know what that's hitting for. You feel what I'm saying, y'all? But, yo, check this out, man. We're going to go ahead and get into some Ngozi time, you know what I mean? And, yo, brother, let's have it.
God damn well I don't smoke this shit, man.
Yeah. Here I go. Yeah.
Outstanding topic tonight by our brother, the 2022 WBNN Lenny New Host of the Year, Mr. Clever One, right here on Stand Up the Sticks. And tomorrow night, we give you another intern, and we hope that he will get to a higher level. His name is Jetty 8-Track. And, of course, the Oladele Ngozi Enterprises host intern show, sponsored by Quicken Loans, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, right here on the Story Network, WBNN. We have advertising doing Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Oladele Maliva Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for programming tonight? Oh, let day lay. That goes with my at gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Maliva Ngozi, saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to Clever One.
Hey, yo, y'all. So, yeah, man, we're closing out on this, man. For all y'all liars out here, man, y'all better start keeping it real. You know what I mean? But in the encouraging manner for those who are victims being around these liars and y'all got to deal with them, you know what I'm saying? You know, on a positive note, just pay attention. This is what you do. Pay attention to their actions before you judge, you know what I mean? Instead of listening to their words and their dialogues, pay attention to their body languages, you know what I'm saying? If you can help it, you know what I mean? And don't, you can't trust no text messaging, trust me. You know what I mean? And furthermore, you know, encourage for therapy, you know what I'm saying? People scared to tell people they need to talk to somebody or they need help. Stop, don't be scared to tell people that, you know what I'm saying? That's what's going to help them. That's like medicine, you know what I'm saying? And that's why we're going to build the bricks for the night, you know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to stand some sticks in front of them. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half for the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you lie about your neck and your back when you get into a car accident. Now you got to call JG and Wetworth for being fake crippled. Check your satellites.